Okay, this hour we simply flip the switch and take your phone calls with astrologer Mark Lerner. So we'll do that when we come back. Don't forget next hour we begin a couple hours of our somewhat midweek open lines on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, I'm back. Mark Lerner's with us as well. We're going to take your phone calls and we will be chatting with you about things that are important in your life as well. You know, one thing I found about psychics, Mark, and astrologers and people who truly study, the good ones like you, like Joseph Jacobs, they want to help people.
Right.
And that's important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you have to want to be of service, have a good heart, be compassionate, caring, understanding. And you, here's the other thing. You also, as a professional astrologer, have had to have gone through a lot in your own life. You know, you've had to gone through a lot of questionable, difficult, challenging experiences. Otherwise, you know, people come to you with all kinds of painful situations and quandaries. And if you haven't really had those or some of those things, if your life has been pretty pristine, you're not going to be able to help people. So you got to, you know, you have to have experienced a lot of difficulties yourself. You master by mastering.
Yeah, you really do. So of everything you've done astrologically, what do you think has been the biggest project you've undertaken?
Well, obviously over all these years when we've been talking, I do a lot with the presidents and the elections, but the biggest one is the nuclear issue.
Does it scare you?
Yeah, it scares me a lot because you can't put that genie back in the bottle, and people don't understand what actually happened. I mean, you do, I do. There's thousands of people who understand things about radiation and all of the enormity. But now with the sort of new generation, things that are high-tech, iPhones coming out, iPads, social media, people don't realize, you know, what megatons are and what happened in October 1962. I studied that whole time period for 13 days, like in the Robert Kennedy book and so on. I've studied every day of that cycle from when it started to when it ended with all the missiles relative to Cuba and how it was all resolved. And there's so much astrology with that. But the nuclear issues over decades is the big one. And also, unfortunately, because of being born 1950 and being 13 in 1963 when the president was killed.
Me too. Same
that, which is, by the way, I don't know if you remember, they used to say 2017, for some reason, they would start releasing information. That's next year.
Well, it was definitely 50 years after, and they didn't release too much.
No, for some reason, I'm remembering that they said in 2017, and I don't know why they chose that time, but we'll have a new president and vice president, whoever, and a new administration for those next four-year cycles. By the way, in astrology, one other quick thing I want to mention, like what's happening in North Carolina, for example. All the different states have charts for when they entered the union. I know this sounds weird, like a state would have a chart, but some people are happy living in the state they're in. Other people are not happy. In other words, their own personal chart does not mesh with when the state entered the union. And we have in astrology the last 30 years what's called relocation astrology, where, and this is a relatively new thing, came in again 30 years ago. So aside from things like compatibility, where you compare people to one another, the idea of sometimes people might be happier living 3,000 miles away, go from the East Coast to the West Coast or vice versa, or moving north or moving south or moving even to another part of the planet. And that's a whole thriving area of astrology. So I just want people to know that there are all these nuances. It isn't just like what's happening to my chart. It's like you may not be living in the right place. You know, there may be alternative places where you can be more successful with business and things like that.
All right, let's go to the phones for you, Mark. Let's go to Veronica to get things started. Chicago, Illinois. Would you like her birthday? Well, she's not ready yet.
Okay.
Let's go to Peter in Asheville. Hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Pete. Thanks.
Hey, I have a question and then just a couple comments. I just wanted to ask Michael, so are you using the Sagittarius? I'm an astrologer as well, and I do mundane astrology. So are you using the Sagittarius rising chart for the USA chart?
Well, I use a bunch of charts. By the way, for some reason, people love to call me Michael. Maybe that's a past life thing, but it's
Mark.
It happens all the time, so I don't mind. But there is what Peter is bringing up is that there's a lot of, I guess I'd say, confusion and arguments in national sort of astrological associations over decades about what is the so-called rising sign when America was born. Even there are discussions, no, America really wasn't born on July 4th, 1776. Well, I happen to subscribe to the philosophy that we were born as a nation at the time of the Declaration of Independence, and I do use for my own work what is called the Sagittarius rising chart. But there are other charts that I work with. As an example, when George Washington took the first oath of office, April 30th, 1789, it's a very fascinating chart. And there are astrologers who will work with that, particularly because he became the first president, and that was the beginning of that energy. And other astrologers might even use the Constitution from September 17, 1787. So I use a variety of charts.
Yeah, I use the Dane Rudyard one for the USA.
That's what I do.
And what I think confirms that is, for George's information, Pluto was conjuncting that ascendant when 9/11 happened. I think that really gives a lot of weight to that chart.
Yeah, and in addition, when it was exactly, I use a slightly different version of that. It's not that Dane Rudyard, the person that George that he's mentioning, was my great mentor.
Ah, all right.
Other people. He lived to be 90 years old, born in France. He was a student of Dr. Mark Edmund Jones. These two were, to me, that's how I learned all this. I have to give credit to all the great teachers. I would have known nothing had I not found these amazing people in New York City back in 1972, 73. However, also the interesting thing about the approximate birth time of the United States was, I hate to bring this up, but when President Clinton went through during 1997-98, the whole thing with, you know, Monica Lewinsky, then Pluto was also in a very strategic position relative to the United States. What this brings up is presidents, 9/11, all these kind of things. If you don't check the event and the major personalities and their charts relative to the U.S. birth chart, then you're missing a big ingredient.
Yeah, let me make a comment real quick. I'm sure you've noticed this, but I was going to say this for George and the listeners. The most important thing, at least to my mind, about Trump's chart is he has Jupiter in Libra, which puts that in the 10th house of the United States chart.
Right.
You'll notice that almost every American celebrity, if you're really going to be big and famous in America, you have to have some Libra emphasis. You have the moon in Libra, Libra rising, something like that. Even John Lennon was the Beatle that moved to America. He was a Libra. And as far as you mentioned astrocartography, George, which would be an interesting show in itself sometime for you probably.
Sure would.
A lot of people live in places and they have bad luck and bad relationships, and they don't understand that if you could just move somewhere else, it will change. Because let me give you an example. Jimi Hendrix, okay, very famous. But right before he became famous, he was living basically in a flop house in New York. He was playing. Everybody knew how great he was, but he basically was practically homeless and living like a beggar. Then this guy from England took him to England. Now, his Jupiter, at that point, conjuncted the 10th house of one of the British charts. I know there's quite a few, but as soon as he got to England, within 6 months, he was an international celebrity. And that's because his Jupiter hooked up with the 10th house of the British chart, whereas in the United States, his chart didn't work out as well.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying about Trump's chart is that he's got that Jupiter in the 10th. And that is really powerful.
Well, let me say one other thing about all these things to bring it together a little bit. One of the problems of trying to predict things is this. If you go back to like 2004, okay, when John Kerry was running against George W. Bush, and no matter what my political persuasion is, I don't care what my political persuasion is. I look at the election inauguration, I look at electoral vote totals and so on. I remember so many people saying, like, well, something of what you brought up, because John Kerry is going to have such and such at the top of his chart in Libra, he's going to win the election. And what happens is this, like, it has definitely been the last 9 months of Donald Trump, and much of this year is Donald Trump. But the thing is, you can be the most amazing individual, okay, and all over the place. It doesn't guarantee anything unless it all works out with the Electoral College. You know, and Donald Trump has, you know, he does have the thing exactly what you're saying. Jupiter, his Jupiter is connected to the United States Saturn, and it's at the top of the chart and all this. And Donald Trump has an amazing birth chart. There's no doubt about it. He's been very, very successful, extraordinarily so. So we're going to see what happens. But there are all these nuances. We don't know what the future holds with things like the emails, the FBI, on that side, Bernie Sanders, as George said, the running mates. This is going to make a difference, and we'll just have to see.
All right, now we go to Veronica in Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Veronica. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Hi, so I am a longtime listener. I love the show.
Thank you.
And I just had a quick question. My birthday is June 12th, 1984, and I have this big kind of scary event that I know I have to do. It's just taking me a little bit longer to get there. So I was just wondering if something big could be in the cards for me.
What's this major event, Veronica?
It's a major test that will define my career.
Uh-huh.
I've had some recent like family tragedies, and so it's just taking me a little bit longer to get there. And I know through preservation it'll happen, but maybe if there is anything in the cards, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then I'm also seeing someone new, and I was just wondering if maybe I gave his birth date. If there's anything sort of special there, possibly.
Well, the thing is, what you're asking, well, I have software, so you said June 12, 1984, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So the thing is that I just want you to understand is that when, and you are a sun sign Gemini, and you are lucky to have the sun with Venus when you're born on that particular day, where a lot of Geminis don't have that. So, and it sort of comes up in your voice. There's a lot of sensitivity. And not everybody is born. Very few people, percentage-wise, have sun with Venus. And oddly enough, and I find this remarkable that this would happen, George, Veronica is born not only close to Donald Trump, but also is born on the day of a full moon with the moon in Sagittarius. So here, this person comes through. What are the odds of that? That's synchronicity, that she would have a chart where the sun and the moon are in the same location as one of the persons we've been talking about. And what that means is you are born at the time of great enlightenment, or you feel constantly pulled and pushed because the sun and moon are on opposite sides of the earth, and that's all this kind of tidal back and forth. But you do have an enormously great Venus, and that usually means that in terms of love and understanding, you're very, very strong, and it's important in your life. The key thing, which we really can't do at this moment, is suddenly put your boyfriend's chart, give you a whole answer, and then you live happily ever after. But I hope that it will work out favorably for you.
Okay, good luck to you, Veronica, indeed. You enjoy talking to people, don't you?
It's fascinating because, luckily, even before George, when I went to Michigan State, my dad was a doctor, okay? My mom would say things like all my childhood to be a doctor. And I never really wanted to do it. I come from a family of doctors. My uncle, also a doctor. I got to Michigan State, pre-med, 6 weeks later, pre-law, 6 weeks after that, social science, and studying psychology. And I also wrote on their newspaper. I just happened to walk into a very great paper. It was actually an award-winning one, Michigan State News. That's back in the 70s and late 60s. I was able to write about the Nixon administration, everything that was happening with the student revolutions of 1968. So when I see things like now with Bernie Sanders, right? And the 60s and everything with Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, all that, I was part of all that. We were all part of that.
Oh, we sure were. We were part of history.
Yeah.
We?
And so the astrology came later. Okay. But social science, psychology, and wanting to understand people. And basically I've been a writer since I was 18 years old and luckily published at a university, which was, I never imagined it would ever happen.
Did astrology foretell the tumultuous 60s?
Absolutely. Again, this is all there. Astrology, you know, you go back thousands of years. The time of Nostradamus, for instance, his quatrains. You have a wonderful guy who comes from the state of Washington, is on a lot with you, you know, with Nostradamus, right?
Yeah. John Hogue.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are some things there that are extraordinary, and I've studied Nostradamus's birth chart and looked at his life. Now, that's in the 1500s. He lived like about 53 years, I think, it was his lifespan. We have a situation where the person who discovered Uranus, that planet, in 1781 through William Herschel, that planet goes around in an orbit. This is ridiculously remarkable as an example. Uranus takes 83 and three-quarter years to make one full orbit around the sun, okay, or the zodiac. And guess how long the discoverer of Uranus lived to be, Sir William Herschel? 83 and three-quarter years. He discovered that planet and lived an exact Uranian cycle. These are the things I study. I mean, astrology is everywhere, but it's not, for instance, my personal religion. I love studying it, but I like connecting it to people and their lives and their spiritual purpose and why they're here, and to help them fulfill their purpose, and also looking at the world and world leaders and current events.
We will go to Tony in Toronto for a couple minutes here. Tony, go ahead. Tony?
You're talking to the wrong Tony. This is Tony in Corona.
In Corona. Well, you've become Toronto all of a sudden.
I don't know why, but that's all right.
Go ahead. What's your question for Mark?
The question is, I have some music production stuff that I'm going to be doing in the near future, and I also have an idea for a movie, and I'm getting ready to write it. I have real strong mental capabilities. I actually willed you to answer my phone tonight. My friend asked me, how come I get on you so frequently? I said, because I will it so.
Okay.
So I believe in mental capabilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really enjoy your show.
All right, well, thank you. We've got a minute left, Mark. Go for it.
Okay, well, I absolutely. I thought he mentioned Clinton for a second. I'm not sure, but the idea of spiritual will is usually, and this is interesting, actually, Hillary Clinton is born with Mars conjunct Pluto. China has Mars conjunct Pluto. Mars and Pluto, in any combination like that where they're together, that usually represents an enormous endurance factor, okay? And again, a person who's a sun, I don't know if this fellow is a Scorpio, but people who have very strong Scorpio, like a Hillary Clinton, will have enormous amounts of endurance, hanging in there, spiritual willpower, mental concentration to see kind of these battles through.
All right, let's take this quick break. We're going to come back for more on Coast to Coast AM as we chat with Mark Lerner about astrology on Coast to Coast AM. Well, as I've been mentioning, next hour we'll start our open lines here on Coast to Coast AM. And when we come back, we'll take final phone calls with Mark Lerner, the astrologer. Okay, welcome back. Mark Lerner with us and the rest of your calls. Night goes by fast, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I know usually I don't do this, but we've jazzed up the Earth Aquarius News.com website. One of my daughters has really put some glowing, beautiful touches on there, and it's also easier for people to contact me. There's a little envelope, and then below that it will say, email Mark now. And so if people have questions, that's one easy way. They just can send me an email.
Okay, now to the phones we go, Oceanside, California. We're talking about May 12th. What year is that? 16? Jason, how old are you?
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing this evening?
Good. What year were you born?
1981.
I don't know how. Tommy, had you born May 12th, 2016?
Not quite. I'll be heading into my 35th year this year. Well, first off, George, I just want to say thank you for everything you do with the show. You're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up, please. We appreciate you. And for your guest, Mr. Lerner,
yep.
So yeah, going into my 35th year, I'm just wondering, astrologically speaking, when will I be at an advantage this year? I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own coaching practice. At what times this year, if you can tell me, will I be at an advantage when it comes to my business, and maybe some times where I'll be at a disadvantage?
By the way, I don't know if you can answer this. The time of birth is also significant. Of course, in these kind of things, it's hard to tell. But when you ask a question like you're asking, there are certain times of the year when, based on the time of birth, okay, the sun will be going over the top of a person's chart for about 2 months. And we can only know that based on what time of day a person's born. What I can say, though, is since your birthday is in 2 days, right?
That's right. And it's 4:50 a.m.
Okay. Okay, well, that helps. What one thing that I like to tell you and everyone, often just before a person's birthday, you're ending the 12-month cycle of what we talked about earlier, the so-called solar return. So you had a birthday last year in 2015. You're about to celebrate a new one, but the sun is ending the old cycle. So in a way, one of the things people should always do in the 4 weeks before their birthday happens is to kind of reflect and review, almost regardless of whether you're an earth sign like you are, Taurus, a kind of spiritual quest to kind of look back, reflect, figure out the gains and losses, so that when you hit your birthday, okay, in 2 days, then you're off and running. And that's one of the best times, actually, the first couple of weeks right after your birthday, because it's like the sun has been plugged into the cosmic electricity. And so that's always a good time. And since you're born around sunrise, what happens is 3 months ago, okay, generally speaking, your personal high cycle of the year will be when the sun is overhead, pretty much during Capricorn, like December, and into January and a little bit into February. So a person born like you are as a sun sign Taurus, who might be born around sunrise, will basically have a yearly career professional cycle in December, January, and February based on the sun. Okay, but also just right after the birthday happens in the next couple of weeks, do a lot of good things for yourself. And Jupiter has just gone forward. The big question mark is Mercury, because Mercury is currently retrograde until May 22nd, and so there'll be an additional boost after May 22nd, probably a couple days later, when Mercury starts going forward again.
All right, does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Jason. And they just keep rolling in. We'll go to Sonia, international caller in Vancouver, Canada, July 7, 1981. Hello, Sonia. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, George.
You're
I love your
welcome.
Program. I
thank
listen
you.
To you every night.
You're devoted.
Yes, devoted. You better believe it. You keep me up late at night, I tell you.
All right. Do you have a question for Mark Lerner?
Yeah, I do. Kind of a two-part. I just want to know, where do you see me, what do you see me doing as a career? And where do you see my love life? I'm currently single.
Okay, so you're born July 7th. Of
1981.
Yeah, and do you know your birth time at all, or you don't?
I do, around 7 o'clock in the morning, believe it or not.
Okay, you're another morning person. Okay, well, Cancer, sun sign, okay, so that's always the need for some kind of nurturing. I mean, not just in terms of family, you know, and I don't know if you, are you already in a relationship or partnership?
No, I'm single.
Oh, okay, you're single. Well, Cancerians really, and particularly women Cancerians, children, nurturing, again, like we talked earlier where George said, even as an astrologer, you need to sort of have a good heart, be open and caring. And so some kind of caring profession just from your sun sign, okay, is very, very important. It looks like you have a Virgo moon, okay, based on your approximate time of birth, 7 in the morning. And with that, that adds a kind of analytical ability, like anything that would allow for research, okay, where you're studying important topics. People who have strong Virgo, and often one of the things I like to tell people is your moon sign is almost more of who you really are when you're born, mm-hmm. and you keep that very, very strong. The sun sign is more like our fundamental character, soul, spiritual energy, very, very important. But that's how we categorize ourselves, unfortunately, like I said, based on newspapers sort of corralling everybody into their sun signs. But astrology is so much deeper. And so if it looks like you do have a Virgo moon, then things, studies that allow for research, in-depth work, books, communications on that score, you know, working in kind of business or even science and laboratories, that could work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've always loved taking care of like people or animals, and I've always like kind of thought about having my own business or going into a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
And do you see anything like with love or relationships in the near future? Or,
well, you have Venus in Leo, okay, and so what happens is every year, then you'll get Venus coming back, okay? So generally speaking, this is a little hard for me to do on the fly here, but I'm just going to look up, because you're such a nice person. This is an important thing. For men and women, particularly women, every year Venus comes back, okay? Just like we have a solar return, the sun comes back. So you're going to have a Venus return on July 19th. That's the exact date this year when Venus comes back. It comes back different dates. Like with solar returns, it will always be your birthday, the day before, the day after. A Venus return could be within a couple of months before or after. So July 19th, July 20th, July 21st, Venus comes back the next few days. I'm not saying, you know, suddenly everything will be perfect on the heart level,
yeah.
But that's an auspicious time period, not just for love, but also creativity, social activities, even business and money matters.
Okay, well, thank you so much, you guys.
All right, you're very welcome. Indeed. Mark, do you travel much?
To the grocery store and kind of locally. You know, I really haven't.
You don't have to go to any astrological conventions or anything like that?
There were a couple of times, George, I wanted to connect with you at some of these unusual ones on the coast, you know, whether they be UFOs and some of these other ones. So sometime I'd love to do it.
I've got one coming up at Contact in the Desert during my birthday in June.
Oh, okay. Well,
see if you can make it.
I'll go to the...
Call Tom.
Yeah, I'll go to the Coast to Coast website and look for it.
Let's go to Wichita, Kansas. Tammy's with us, Feb 16, 1958. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
You're on with Mr. Lerner.
I know. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm really excited and nervous. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of the same thing. I want to know what I should do for a career because, you know, got laid off a couple of years ago. Haven't been having much luck getting back into the workforce. And I don't know. What does my birth date and everything say about me? And are things going to look up?
Let's hope so.
So tell me the month.
February.
February
16th.
And it was
1958.
I'm just putting you into the system here. Do you also know your birth time or you don't?
I don't.
Okay, no problem.
Why didn't they come up with a month and call it February, Mark? But no, instead it's got to be February.
That
doesn't make any sense.
I never liked that from the beginning, and I think a lot of people misspell it still. Okay, so February 16th, 1958. Okay, you have a lot of Aquarius, and this is interesting. It looks like you have the moon there as well, and I was just telling people, and this is very important, people need to become more of, get their charts done and find out, where is my moon? Because the moon takes 2 to 2.5 days to go through a sign of the zodiac. It's the fastest moving celestial body because it's our closest neighbor. So you happen to be, like somebody else I know at Coast to Coast, an Aquarius moon. An Aquarius moon is kind of an instinctual energy that should be and ought to be very friendly, very open, and has a lot of universal tendencies, like wanting to work with groups and with communities. And you're born with Venus, Moon, Mercury, a little planet called Chiron, and the Sun, all in Aquarius. That's a lot of Aquarius, okay? So some people just will have the Sun in a sign, and they'll still have that the Aquarian traits. In your situation, you have Mercury and Venus both in that sign. So how you think and communicate is through Aquarius, and feelings and emotions there, plus the moon, which is instincts and memories and moods, personality. So you want to learn as much as you can about the higher qualities of Aquarius. Like I said, groups, communities, universal, global causes close to your heart, that kind of thing. And also, usually in love and partnership, you need to be a friend with your partner or find levels to be friendly and not just on a romantic level.
I hope that helps you, Tammy.
Well, I hope it did. Thank you so much. Okay. And you guys have a good night.
You too.
All right. Well, we've only got about 4.5 more minutes left, Mark, and the calls keep coming in for you. Truly unbelievable.
Okay.
People need to know about things like that. So Let's go straight to the calls again. We've got Anthony in Cleveland, Ohio. His birth date is May 27, 1970. Anthony, thank you for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much, George. How you doing?
Good. Good. Hope
Hello.
You are, too.
How you doing, Mark?
Okay, good.
Good. Hey, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little frustrated. I've been, I've been like in a financial rut, I guess, for a while. And I went to school for one thing. It just, I couldn't get a job in it. So I ended up going into another field. And I've just been in a rut for a while. And I don't know if I should, I know it sounds silly, if I should just stay in it. Mm-hmm. Or if there's anything else out there. Every time I try to apply for a job, nobody wants to, give me a chance. And I know this sounds silly, but the last time I was on with George, it was with Glynis McCann.
Right.
McCann.
Yeah. Did she tell you about the 8? Put the number 8 in your wallet.
Right.
Yeah, but I told her my wife's birth date, and she like said that it had something to do with it. I'm like, how can that be?
Well, okay, May 27, 1970, and I know about that 8 from the numerologist, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Again, much depends on a person's birth time. One of the things that you need to work with, and I realize this may be one of the last calls of the night, so I just want to tell you something important.
Well, I'll have time for one or two more.
Okay, great. Okay, being a sun sign Gemini, one of the things to do is the third sign. Gemini sun sign people... every sign has its lower, middle, and high level. Some Gemini suns are fantastically jack-of-all-trades, unbelievably talented across the board. There is also a shadow side where you start getting into a duality, a sort of schizzy kind of feeling, and particularly if the world starts rejecting who you are or it feels like they are. When you were born in 1970, late May, Mercury and Saturn were in a conjunction. Interestingly enough, this is also in the chart of Hillary Clinton. And one of the things is that sometimes you can get, and this often comes through the father side of the family, doesn't have to be the dad, but it could be through the paternal side. There's some kind of criticism or negativity or fear or restrictive energy that has to do with how you communicate, how you share. And Mercury rules the sign of Gemini, and so at your birth, you need to sort of tap into a kind of a deeper mentor, almost like to have teachers and mentors who mean a lot to you. Study them a lot. Don't get down on yourself. Don't allow yourself to get into kind of dualistic situations. And particularly with Gemini, think of a third alternative. Don't just be either or, black or white, right or wrong. Think and dream up. Wait a minute, I can get outside this kind of old way of thinking in order to liberate myself and think more creatively and intuitively. I think that would help. And also, you have a Venus in Cancer, which is a very psychic energy, and you should explore those potentials.
All right, Anthony, good for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, very Thanks. Welcome. Sometimes people hear this, and it finally sinks in, and they go out and change their lives. Mark.
Hopefully.
Is it difficult to change?
Well, I just realized this. Anthony, if he's still listening or he goes back.
I'm sure he is.
Guess who else had Mercury conjunct Saturn?
Ooh.
And who made it extraordinarily terrific?
Ooh.
Einstein, who was
a
sun sign Pisces. And his Mercury-Saturn conjunction was exact in the sign of Aries. And he was able to be the greatest scientist generally since Sir Isaac Newton. And it's there because Mercury and Saturn have all these scientific and business-like abilities. The person just needs to sort of not get depressed like a person like Einstein in the patent office and be able to do some creative work and then go on the world stage and wow.
I'm going to push you fast for Justin in Idaho, June 21, 1993. Hi, Justin. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I was born I'm the 21st, and some books I read, they say I'm a Gemini, and some say I was a Cancer. So I was just wondering what your guest thought about that.
Okay, say it again. What was the 23rd? You said June 21.
June 21, 1993, but he thinks he's on the cusp, is he?
Okay. Bear with me.
Is he a Gemini or not?
Okay, hold on. June 21, 1993?
Yep, and we've got 45 seconds left.
It all depends on his time, where he was born and his time of birth. He is on the cusp.
He is. But you don't know exactly which one he is?
No, because he would have, but the thing is, I'll tell you what, have this person, if he can.
He's still with us. Justin,
okay,
go ahead.
Go to my website, use the envelope, and write me what time you were born on June 21, 1993, and where, and then I will email you back and tell you which sun sign you are. You're either obviously a sun sign, Gemini, or a Cancer.
That's very good. I'm a Gemini, as you know, Mark.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, my friend. Mark, thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome.
Get ready when all the candidates are in, VPs and presidentials. Let's do some astrological charts on everybody.
Very much.
All right. Mark Lerner. I'm going to come back. 2 hours of open lines. Don't forget, we take your text messages as well. And Skype is open at George 97313.